Welcome to the Saucer Nerds Podcast. We would like to advise that although we do condone drinking, we do not condone drinking and driving. So drink up, act stupid, whatever it is you do, but always make sure you have a safe way home. Thank you and enjoy the show. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for joining me once again. This is Patrick from the Saucer Nerd Podcast. You're here with me, which means you found us either on Podomatic.com or on iTunes. We thank you for checking us out. We thank you for clicking. You have to click a few times to get to this podcast, so you've done your work. Now it's time for us to do ours. If this is your first time with this podcast, we usually do this from the Flying Saucer restaurant in Charlotte, North Carolina, right around the corner from where we are located. But this episode, we decided we're going to do something a little different. We want to throw these different episodes at you. We like the setting of the of where we usually do the podcast at the Flying Saucer, but we wanted to change it up a little bit. We wanted to celebrate the month of October, because not only does October give us Halloween, but October also gives us Oktoberfest, Brewfest in Charlotte, and Samuel Adams Oktoberfest beer. So what we've done, what we did is last Sunday we recorded this thing. We went out, we bought a ton of Oktoberfest, I bought a bunch of Oktoberfest, but my co-host Jeff, who will join me in a minute, got some Guinness and some other pumpkin beer from Big Boss Brewery in Raleigh, North Carolina. And we just drank and had a good time. And we set out by the fire pit and just had good conversation. We were joined, as you will hear, by one of our friends, Jess. And we just shot the shit, talked amongst ourselves. And I hope you enjoy the conversation. We let a little bit of old stories come up, and we talked about them. Got into some of Jeff's old stories from when he was in combat, and it was just fun, great time. Like I said, it's a little bit different, but I had a ball. Jeff had a ball. Jess, who joined us, had a ball, and hopefully you'll have that same good time listening to this. So, without further ado, we'll get into this week's beer drinking song, which is a weird one, but it was chosen by Jess, our special guest on this show, and it is Garth Brooks' "Friends in Low Places." It was my cup of tea back in the day, but not my cup of tea anymore. But she wanted it, so we're gonna give it to her. So, after the song, Garth Brooks' "Friends in Low Places," we're gonna get right into the conversation. Me, Jeff, and Jess joining us. Thanks for listening.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. Cause I got friends in all places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on salt and graces. Think I'll slip on.
One, two, three. Test, check, check. Test, 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 test. Test. Yes, yes, yes. Test, test, test.
All right.
Kind of rhymes.
All right, let's go ahead and get this thing going. Welcome to episode 3 of the Saucer Nerds podcast. This episode is going to be a little different. We started drinking a little earlier, and we're going to continue to drink throughout the night. But we are actually not sitting inside the Flying Saucer, are we, Jeff?
No, we're not. It's actually pretty nice. We're not in the saucer, but this works just as well.
That's right. We're laying back in, I believe these things are called no-gravity chairs, in my backyard. We got a fire pit going. We have Oktoberfest and harvest time beers flowing. The women have the wine. And we're just going to have a pretty chill night and record another podcast. Slightly different, more relaxing. This might be like a mellow podcast, but obviously we're going to call this one the Oktoberfest special because that's the majority of what we're going to drink tonight.
Sam Adams, Oktoberfest. I wish they would make it all year, but if they did that, it wouldn't be special.
Exactly.
But it is superb, man. I don't know how else to describe it. It's awesome. What do you think, Patrick?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah?
An orgasm in your mouth?
Orgasm in your mouth. That is the... That should be on their website. They should
that should be on their bottle.
They should market that.
I guarantee this guy on the front of their bottle would get laid a lot more if that was under it.
It's supposed to be Sam Adams. He's one of our founding fathers of our country there, Patrick.
Well, I'm just saying that if it said orgasm in a bottle or orgasm in your mouth... On the bottle, then anybody, I'd dress up like him for Halloween.
You think might
have a good time.
You think they would sell more of it or not?
Maybe. I think it does pretty good in sales.
I think it does too. It's hard to find around our little small town here.
Yeah, our little small town of Kannapolis and Landis, North Carolina. Which, for those of you who don't listen, welcome to the show for the first time. And, my wife's staring at me.
Something but that we normally don't
welcome.
Have at the saucer.
Welcome to the show, Danielle. Would you like to say a few words? No? Okay. Go back in the house. But where were we at? Oh, well, other than the Samuel Adams Oktoberfest
we got the big
alcoholic beverage.
We got the Big Boss Harvest Pumpkin, which Big Boss is a brewery in Raleigh, North Carolina. And it's actually the only glass, I think, that me and Patrick both went to brewery night at the Saucer and actually both brought home the glass.
Yes, we did. And it's a very good beer.
It's a pumpkin ale.
5.5% by volume. You get 12 fluoride. Fluoride. 12 fluid ounces in a bottle. It's got a skull with a... What's this thing called, Jeff? Under the skull? What's that little utensil called?
Looks like the thing that they used to use to harvest grain and harvest wheat and harvest corn before they had combines.
It's the thing that the Grim Reaper carries.
Okay. That's it. Yep, sickle.
Why are you even trying to explain it like something they used to harvest?
I couldn't think of the
Grim
name.
Grim Reaper.
I couldn't
Grim
think
Reaper.
Of the name, man. I couldn't think of the name.
So I'm guessing this is supposed to be like a Grim Reaper.
If you're
type
familiar with wrestling, it looks like Stone Cold designed the label with his skull, which is awesome.
Yeah.
If you're a Stone Cold fan.
Saved money on the printing. It's black and white.
It's a local brew.
Local brew. But ale brewed with spices. We'll put a picture up on our Twitter account.
It's pretty good stuff, and they do have this down at the Saucer. Like I said, we got.
Yeah.
They had a brewery night where they gave out glasses that from there. So I mean, you can definitely get it there.
Yeah. So anytime you go to the Saucer, ask for Big Boss Brewing Company's Harvest Time. It's pretty good. We'll put a picture up, like I was saying, on our Twitter. If you're listening to this and not following our Twitter handle, yeah, that's where my mind is, Jess. Not following our Twitter account, we are at Saucer Nerds. Saucer, SAUCR. Nerds is spelled a little different, KNURDS. Follow us, and we'll follow you right back. It really doesn't matter how many people we follow. We're just trying to get people to follow us.
We're just trying to get the word out there, trying to get people to listen to us. Apparently, according to the numbers, we had a surprising amount for the first podcast on Podomatic. Is that what it is?
Yeah, we use Podomatic.
But the second one's on iTunes, so go ahead and check
that
out.
We just recently, you have to, when you send a podcast in, it has to be reviewed and approved by the iTunes Council. And we have been...
Who makes up the iTunes Council?
I have no idea. It's probably some interns in Cupertino, California, at the Apple headquarters that just listen to a podcast and say, okay, this one's good. They probably don't listen to the whole thing. They probably just look at it and say, okay,
these guys know what the hell they're talking about.
Exactly. They're talking about beer. We like
stamp
beer.
Stamp it okay. Come on, let's go. They're talking about the Flying Saucer, and they're talking about beer.
Yeah, exactly. If they don't know what the Flying Saucer is, they do now.
You know what I was thinking about earlier, just randomly? We need to find an excuse to go to Raleigh, and we need to find an excuse to go to Columbia, because there's two other saucers. I've been to the one in Columbia, but we both haven't been to those two, to actually drink beer and have something counted. Do a podcast.
Oh, yeah, we need to go to Will. We can find a concert in Raleigh.
That's what I'm saying. They have concerts in Columbia, too. Columbia's a pretty big city, just like Raleigh.
Well, see, I've been to concerts in Raleigh before. I've never been to a concert in Columbia.
It's probably closer, actually.
Columbia is?
It's only an hour and a half away.
From here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to try that one first.
Raleigh's every bit of 2 hours. Depends on if you hit rush hour or not.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm having to move.
Yeah,
the fire is attacking
Jeff's face. But once again, if you don't hear the crowd in the background that we usually have, and you don't hear drunk or old people throwing darts, that's because we're sitting in our backyard. Me and Jeff and Jess has joined us, but she doesn't want to talk on the podcast because she's not drunk yet. and she's trying to get over the Georgia loss. We just saw.
We saw Johnny A&M football kind of try to do too much and choke at the end. A&M lost.
Roll Tide, for those that care.
I don't agree with the Roll Tide statement, but hey, live your dream.
You live your life the way you want to. We have to pull for somebody, because me and Jeff are both like natural state fans, and that's hard.
Yeah, we haven't.
That's depressing and hard.
In my lifetime, we've only been pretty decent at football once in my lifetime, and that was when Phillip Rivers was there.
See, Jess, this is why you need a microphone.
Several years ago.
Jess has given us the good comments in the background that nobody's ever going to hear. That it would go down in history and is never heard. They're amazing.
Fill them in with the rest of your backyard here, the settings. What entails the rest of the night? I think we're going to do a little hot tubbing, aren't we?
Right directly in front of where me and Jeff and Jess are sitting is my hot tub that is heated up to 100 degrees. Let's see if Jess will interrupt me again. Nope, we're good. And right past my hot tub, we have the what we call the kitchen section of the backyard. Yes, I said it, the kitchen section. And it consists of a island with a fridge and a grill and all that great stuff. And then to the right of us is my pool that we haven't swam in about 2 months that is a nice shade of green.
Pat owns his own production company. He's like swimming in the dough over here, if
I'm
you can't
not
tell.
Swimming in the dough.
He's like Scrooge McDuck, man.
No, I just married. Nice. With that said, my pool is filled with gold coins that I dive into every morning and swim through. And then flick one to my neighbor who lives by their garden.
So
they
can
have
buy a new soccer ball every day.
Yeah, so they can buy a new soccer ball and kick her in the fence. But yeah, so that's our setting. And in case you hadn't figured this out, we just shoot the shit for about 45 minutes, just talking about anything and everything that comes to our minds while we enjoy these tasty beverages.
Song of the week. What is it this week?
Well, if you go by the timeline of how the podcast goes, it has already played. So, but it was Garth Brooks, I Got Friends in Low Places.
It's a good song, man. I haven't heard that in a
while. Yeah, tell the people how we figured out how that song was going to be our song of the week.
I asked Jess. She was
Jess, grab a microphone and tell us why I Got Friends in Low Places. Was the this is okay, proper introduction. This is Jess. Jess is joining us.
Hello.
How are you, Jess?
Not drunk enough.
Not drunk. You're getting there.
Well, I'm drinking with Thor tonight, so.
Yeah, Jess is drinking out of a plastic Thor cup and on her
classic
iPhone. And what are you drinking, Jess?
I can't say it right. Let's let Jeff say it.
She normally drinks Moscato type of wine, but tonight she's drinking the Riesling.
Okay. Have you ever had Moscato Red?
No, but we did see pink Moscato.
Nice.
But it was a big bottle.
Really? Breast cancer?
Yeah, I was telling him, I was like, it's not like I don't drink wine all the time, and we're pulling into CVS to get wine.
Yeah, awesome. CVS is not your typical place to get wine, but that's the closest place. It's not the hairy teat.
Is that what you call it? Is the hairy teat?
Yeah, that's what we started calling it today. Jeff had the hairy teeter. And I said the hairy teat's funnier. Possibly.
That is funny.
So we do not endorse Harris Teeter, but that's yeah. Oh, back to the question at hand.
Song.
So we asked. So you have to build a story, Jess, because we are using our voices to create images in people's heads. So we are coming out here to record the podcast, and Jeff looks at Jess and says, "Jess, what's a good song we can use for this drinking song of the week?" And Jess, what do you do?
I started singing, "I Got Friends in Low Places," and he was like, "That's a good one."
Okay, so why did that song come to your head straight up?
Well, he said a drinking song, and I said, "What do you want? You want sad? You want happy?"
Well, but when I think of drinking song, that's probably one of the few songs that would not come to my head.
I mean,
that's just me. I'm not a country person, but do you listen to country music?
No, not really.
So that makes it even weirder. I'm just trying to figure out why that song popped in your head.
I have no idea. I have no reason why. It just did.
So you just out of the blue, you start singing a Garth Brooks song from like 1996.
That's the secret.
Yeah.
It's my dirty secret. I listen to country music when nobody else is around.
Okay. See, that's all you had to say.
You know,
then it makes sense.
Turn it up as loud as a can in the house. Just start dancing around with the cat.
Hey, whatever floats your boat. teach their own. All right, everybody, let's clap for Jess. Yay. She did a good job. We'll get her. We'll get a little bit drunker and get her back on towards the end of this thing. Maybe we can get that southern northerner laugh that she has. But she talks like she's
Yankee
from
Twang.
She's from
she has like a Yankee
northeast,
Twang.
Northeast, but she's from Savannah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Them high fluting people. Yuppies, them yuppies. Yeah. as a person pointed out to Jess not too long ago when she explained to them that she was from Savannah. I haven't. Jeff, have you ever been classified as yuppie?
No, I have not.
Okay, hold on. Stop. Jess, if you got need a microphone if you're going to talk. No, here. Talk to this one. Explain.
He's going to do some editing anyway.
Explain what happened or just what I was telling you? All I was saying is that I had a Wonder Woman shirt on with jeans and my hair done to the side like a 1950s style. That's not yuppie. Yet, because I'm from Savannah, I'm a yuppie. Whatever.
So Jess is going to get more wine. But so basically what Jess is saying is that because she was from Savannah, this person interpreted that all people from Savannah are yuppies. Right? iPhone Higgins?
That's what I got out of it, you know? And I've been down there. Hell, I lived there for 2 years. I wouldn't say that's the case, but, you know.
It's a half and half town, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like.
I'm not going to get into the details.
No, don't
get
into details, but it's like half.
It's like
that,
half rich.
Half of that town
half
is
rich,
wealthy
half
and
not.
Half of it is, like,
yeah.
On the lower end.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. So, just like Charlotte, kind of.
It's just like every town, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
You think
every
about
town's
it,
like
you
that.
Know? You got half people that are better than well off and half people who aren't, you know, trying to catch up.
Yeah. We classify as the catching up people. Right, Jeff?
Not by the sounds of your backyard.
what people don't know is that this isn't actually my backyard. We snuck into this backyard. This is actually a house down the street from mine that we snuck into the backyard. And if you hear this thing abruptly cut off, and then this might be the last documentation of us alive.
You can't tell people that.
This is where the editing comes in. But, all right. So, Jeff, what's a good topic we can talk about? Let's see. We're about 16 minutes in.
I mean, the title of it was Oktoberfest, and I love this time of year. It's not just because of Halloween. It's a cool holiday, but if you like beer, this is the time of year that most people love, man. It's either have pumpkin everything, pumpkin ales, or Oktoberfest, and I'm not even exaggerating. I probably had 25 to 30 different Oktoberfest or pumpkin ales in the last, like, 6 weeks at the Flying Saucer. I mean, because, you know, they rotate them through there pretty heavily, which is awesome because you get a good selection. You get better selection than you can get by at the grocery store, especially the Harris Teeter that we went to today, which I'm never planning to go to again.
Oh, yeah, it was horrible.
Or
just horrible. Like, Harris Teeter is one of the best beer selections in most cases. But there's some that have awesome beer selection, and then there's a few stores that do not. And the store that we ran into today was one that did not.
We were trying to find a different Oktoberfest aside from Samuel Adams because we already had a bunch of that at the house, and we were unable to do it. But luckily,
not at all. We did find the Harvest Time.
Luckily, we got a good pumpkin ale, Big Boss. We've had it before, and we knew it was awesome. So.
Well, we'll get into this, and we'll include Jess in on this because Jess is doing such a fine job on this podcast. When was the first time that you tasted or found Samuel Adams Oktoberfest? Do you remember?
Me? It was
Jeff.
You know, up until 3 or 4 years ago, probably not before that. Because I used to just drink. I was, before that, you know, normally strictly Coors Light, Miller Lite, you know, just regular old big brewery stuff. So probably within the last 3 years, you know.
I think mine was 2 years ago, and I want to say I was at a party. The party might have been your place.
Probably. We had some epic ones there, you know.
Yeah. And someone had Oktoberfest, and I had never had it. And I believe, I'm trying to remember. Somebody, and I wanted to drink a beer, and of course when you go to some parties and you don't bring your own beer, you have to ask first. If we go over the rules, you ask if you can have one first, because if you go to a party and you don't bring any beer for the party, you're an asshole.
And so you might get slapped.
Yeah, exactly. So if you don't bring beer, we'll make the rules of if you don't bring a beer to a party. A, prepare to be slapped. B, if you are going to drink someone else's beer, ask if you can have a beer. And C, whatever beer they have, you thank them and drink every single drop of it.
It's pretty good rules. We should come up with the beer etiquette book.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's have from here on out. We'll bring in different situations and create beer etiquette rules to each situation, whether it pertains to parties, BYOB, getting too drunk and pissing in somebody's car, just different things like that have happened to us on occasions. Us or our friends.
Yeah, passing out in the backyard buck naked's got to be on the list.
Well, you haven't lived unless you've done that.
Yeah.
Have you ever done the limbo butt naked drunk?
No.
That's a good one. Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
All right.
And those have been my water days. I'm older now, and my body doesn't look that way anymore. But okay, Jess, do you have a story? Do you drink Oktoberfest, Jess?
When it's in the house and I don't have wine, I do. I think the first time was the same time you did, which I think it was a Halloween party. Or was last year our first Halloween party?
At our house, yes.
Well, whatever, it was some party. We're always having it at our house. But, yeah, it was. I was told that. A party at Ryan's dad? Oh, when we knocked the thing over?
When you knocked the fire pit over?
I did not knock the fire pit over. Somebody helped me knock the fire pit over. I believe we won't get into that story, but I think someone helped me knock the fire pit over. Wait, what? Oh, I remember that. And what, you just tried to help pick us up, and Ryan was coming after me with a hose. I was like, what the heck? But I think, okay, maybe then. I don't know, but it was...
You know what? That's a good night. Whenever you got a raging fire in a fire pit for a couple hours, it gets knocked over.
Yeah, let's tell the story. Let's tell the story epically because it's an epic story.
And you can't get it. You can't get a straight story of how it actually happened.
All right, hold on. Let me. I'm going. Well, shit, I can't. Well, here we'll just share. But this story, I'll give you. Jeff, you and Jess tell this story. I don't have a little splitter thing, but you and Jeff tell this story, and then I'll throw my input into it after you guys finish.
You might be able to tell it better than I can. That I can't remember the beer was free flowing.
Well, let's hear the sober encounter, and then we'll correct it.
Okay.
All right, so this is one. Well, I wouldn't say it's a sober encounter. What I was telling Jess and Jeff is that I have a sober encounter, but it wasn't really a sober encounter. It was a less drunk encounter than those two. But I had gotten off of work, and I came up and we met at a one of our friends' houses, and. He had this fire pit, but it's not a fire pit like we have in the backyard that has four legs, but sits down low to the ground. has a little border around it that you can put cups and stuff, and then a little like half hat like shell that you can put logs in and a cage over it.
The I don't want to interject here, but it wasn't his house. It was his dad's house.
His dad
was out of town for the weekend.
Yeah, a friend's dad's house. His dad was out of town for the weekend.
Yeah.
And apparently this is his prize. This fire pit is his dad's prize possession. And so we come over, and did I bring the Oktoberfest, Jeff? Do you remember? Or was Oktoberfest already?
He probably did. I
brought the October, like 212 packs of Oktoberfest. I don't remember how much it was. It was a lot. Everything was there for it to be a shitty night. So we're sitting and we're talking. One of the funnest nights I've ever had, just sitting around a fire pit and talking. This fire pit that is this prized fire pit that his father owned is a chimney fire pit. If anybody knows what that is, if you don't know what that is, you can Google it real quick. It's one that stands up and looks like a little chimney that has the hole at the top, and all the smoke gets centered to the hole and goes out the hole at the top. Which is, I guess, a high priced fire pit, but this fire pit's pretty old and it's been around for a while. Well, we get deep into the night, say around 1:32 in the morning, and I won't put any names on it. They're just sitting in front of me. And we'll call it A and B. A is just plastered out of his gourd, and B is pretty drunk but not plastered. I guess subject A gets plastered out of his gourd, he goes back to a middle school dance and tries to grind on subject B. And while this grinding is taking place and subject B is denying the grind, somehow A and B hit the fire pit and the fire pit comes tumbling down. Now, typically, a fire pit, it's fine because everything's encased and it's got a little lock. But this fire pit had hot coals underneath wood that we had just put in there. And that had a pretty substantial fire going in it. And not only does the fire pit fall over, but the gate lock comes off. The fire pit opens and the wood that is on fire falls into the yard. Patrick, jumping into being the hero, reaches down and grabs the fire pit, the top of the fire pit, burns his hand. Then, after that, it comes to subject B's attention that the side of the fire pit is touching their leg. To where subject B yells, screams for her life. Subject A is sitting there saying, "What the fuck's going on? Who knocked over the fire pit?" And a slight verbal confrontation ensues, and then our friend that's dad's house it was, just so I don't give anything away, is coming down the porch because he just went and used the bathroom. Sees this happen, goes into full on freak out mode, grabs the hose pipe. But the problem is the hose pipe is on one of these little Rubbermaid roll-up deals, and it won't pull out. That's what she said. So it's just stuck. So you have a 100-foot hose pipe that's about 5 feet, and this is probably about 20 or 30 yards down into the backyard. And so I run up and try to free the hose pipe. When the hose pipe finally gets freed, the subjects that dad's house were at start spraying everybody instead of the fire. And but eventually the fire went out. Subject A and B had a little tension. Subject A still thinks to this day somebody else knocked over the fire pit.
Yeah, that's a funny story, but that's not how I remember it.
Okay. Let's hear your side, Jeff.
I was sitting there drinking Oktoberfest, you know.
Bored.
Me and I'm not going to go into names or subjects or whatever they were, but, you know, we were sitting there drinking. We were having all a good time, and A big gusty wind came up, and
oh my Lord, what a big gusty wind!
Hurricane strength.
Oh bless!
And it knocked this.
Are you saying that subject?
It knocked
B is
this limb
big?
Out of the tree. Next thing I know, the damn fire pit's on the ground. And then the guy, the son of the guy who owns the house is going ape shit. You know, spraying me with water and spraying other people with water, saying, "You're on fire! You're on fire!" Nobody was on fire. Okay, it was a big overreaction. I didn't see the big deal at the time.
I will tell you why in just a minute. Why he didn't see the big deal at the time.
Yeah, I thought it was a good time. It was a good bonding experience.
I do believe that we were all hanging around the fire, and subject B, which would be you. Subject A, which would be you, was sitting in the chair, and subject B, which would be me, decided to climb into your lap.
You little bum chicken. Wow, wow.
That's not what happened. But I did try to be nice and climb into your lap. And like Patrick said, you thought it was a middle school dance. And you decided you wanted to grind on me. Which your grinding motion got a little rough.
That is what she said.
Well, yeah, that's what she said. It got a little rough. Which caused me to fall backwards because there were people with us, and I wasn't down with the grinding on me, and I fell into the fire pit, which knocked it over, and Patrick jumps up and tries to pick it up with his hands and gets a little burnt. At this time, subject A has gotten up out the chair and is standing behind a tree talking about what happened. What happened? Jess, how did you knock the fire down? What did you do? What's going on, guys? So I am still sitting down because no one's helped me up. And then I'm like, oh, my God, my leg's on fire. And so I say that to Patrick. Here comes out of the bathroom, and they both got this correct. He went into freak-out mode and overreacted a little bit and decided, well, I mean, it is his father's. And I just said the name. I just said his name. So anyway, Bleeps comes out of the house and grabs the hose because he's going to save the day. And it didn't turn out that well and decided to spray everybody with the hose. But the fire did get out and the fire pit was okay. Though the next morning, we all had to make a mad dash over there to clean it all
up. That's a cute story. I just don't remember it that way.
Really? Because I'm the one that got my leg burnt. So I'm thinking that, you know, a big gust of wind and a tree limb falling. Yeah, okay. I mean, as sober as Patrick was, I think he would remember that.
I don't think he was that sober.
Yeah, I think you were hiding behind a tree.
I don't think he was that sober.
Talking about what happened? How'd that fall?
Anyway, guys, good times, good times.
Definitely good times. And the funny thing is, and I'm glad we told that story on this Oktoberfest special.
We were drinking Oktoberfest beer.
We were drinking Oktoberfest.
That's what caused the whole damn thing.
And it was about the same time. It's about the same time last year, was it not?
Yeah, right around there.
And so there will be no grinding tonight around the fire pit.
No brown sugar. Wow, wow.
And see, that's the stories that you get on this podcast. We need to incorporate that a little more. We don't tell some funny stories from back in the day. And by back in the day, I mean last year. but yeah, that's what happens when we all get together and Oktoberfest is involved. Hopefully, that's what happens when your Oktoberfest is involved in your lives. That's what Oktoberfest was made for, right, Jeffrey?
Damn right. It's stronger than you think. You know, if you can drink 12 Coors Lights and be fine and drive.
No.
Wait. I was kidding. I was just joking. I just said that for laughs.
Okay.
You know, folks, first and foremost, you don't ever want to drink and drive. You don't want to drink one beer and drive, more or less 12, okay?
So you don't drink 12 beer. If you drink 12 beers, you don't even drive a damn Tonka truck. Your kid's Tonka truck around the house. We don't even agree with that.
What I was trying to get at was it's probably twice the normal, your normal average, beer as far as weight towards getting drunk wise. If that makes any sense whatsoever.
Maybe.
To me, it made sense in my head. I'm hoping I'm drawing enough. I'm making a big enough word picture for you folks out there in radio land to catch me here.
All right. Well, this has been the Oktoberfest special.
I think it's about time for a break.
Yeah. Is that we're going to take a break, or we just
taking
this,
take a break?
Taking this thing home.
We're going to pay some bills here, so.
We're gonna pay some bills and come back?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're gonna pay some bills and we'll be back shortly with Patrick, Jeff, and the newest saucer nerd, Jess. We'll be back.
You know how you can become even more of a saucer nerd? You can follow us on Twitter at Saucer Nerds, nerd spelled K-N-U-R-D-S. That is at Saucer Nerds. K-N-U-R-D-S. You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/saucernerds, nerds spelled the same way. And also, you can go to our official podcast website, saucernerds.podomatic.com. Become even more of a saucer nerd.
I believe that thing is kind of ran its course, the Geico camel commercial.
I
used to love it. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. I loved it. I was one of the biggest fans. But after every week now, seeing somebody put it on Facebook, seeing somebody say it in the office, it's kind of ran its course.
Not the first time, but very few times do the public ruin something. It's usually the TV station or the radio station or something else. But I somewhat agree with you that it's run its course. Have you seen the music video they made with the camel?
No, I did not.
Where he's like, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
See, I think by the time they did that, I think it's too far. Too far. The commercial was fine. They should have stopped that. And people took it too far. At least people in the people that I pay attention to in my so-called bubble or circle or whatever you want to call it.
Bubble
on a daily basis.
Bubble of Jeff's life. It's almost like whenever South Park makes fun of something, then after that, there's no point in even making fun of it anymore.
It's already gone long enough. Let it go.
I still like the camel. Question is was the camel digitally produced, or is it an actual camel that they had walk around?
No, it was a real camel.
You think it was a real camel?
No, I don't think it was a real camel. There's no freaking way.
I mean, they might have, digitally done the head, but I could see them, having a camel walk through an office to save production costs.
I think it was... Wouldn't it be easier to do it on green screen than to have a real camel walk through
you could do it on green. You could do it on. You could do it on green screen.
What if the camel took a giant dump right in the middle of the office?
Then, tough shit.
Janitor! Janitor!
Guess what, dude?
Okay, take cut, cut. Take two.
Maybe we should move to take three.
it kind of smells too much to do take two right now.
Yeah. I guess that's got to be the issue with filming with any type of animal.
Especially a large animal that can produce a large amount of waste.
Exactly.
In a quick amount of time.
Does a camel shit a lot?
What do you say?
Does a camel shit, when a camel shits, is it a lot?
Yeah.
You would know this out of the three of us.
I've seen camels, and I've never seen one shit, but I've seen them.
I swear to God, I thought you were about to say, I've seen camels, and I've seen camel shit, and it's a lot of shit.
I had a lot of experiences in the Army, but I guess I was cheated out of that one.
That's bullshit. Dude, if I would have been in the Army and I would have been stationed in Iraq, one of the things that I would have had to have done is I would find a camel and I would just monitor this camel until I saw it shit.
Well, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if it goes both ways, but you know they can store a lot of water and they can go a long time without drinking water and stuff. So I wonder if that goes both ways. They can go a long time without taking a dump. So you might have to follow it for a month.
That's true. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not a camelologist.
Not a camelologist. Is it camelologist? As you can tell. Ladies and gents that are taking their precious time to listen to this podcast, the beer has been flowing and it has been flowing heavy, and we're a little bit later in the night, and we're getting to the point where we need to be. That's why we have useless conversations that last 3 minutes about camel shitting and if it's a plethora of shit or a light shit. I just think it'd be weird if a camel shit and it'd be like rat turds.
I've never seen a rabbit turds.
But have you ever seen camel shit?
No, I have not.
I was cheated
out of that experience in the Army.
So where were you stationed in?
Well, I spent a lot of time in Kuwait.
I spent some time in Qatar,
2 weeks,
But Kuwait or Qatar has abundance of camels.
Yeah, we would be, like, say, for instance, in Kuwait, we'd be going to a range, you know, right before we headed into Iraq, and we'd be, you know, just sharpening up on our skills on the range with the weapons, and we'd have to have a timeout, per se, because it was a herd of camels, you know, crossing through the lane we were shooting at.
So this happened, but you have never seen a camel take a shit?
Not close, no.
But you've never walked past camel shit laying on the ground.
It could have been. I may not.
But does it get? Is it like a huge litter box? When they shit, it just gets covered up with sand.
Exactly. It's either look out for bullets or look out for camel shit.
I'm just saying. It's like that's like working on a farm and never encountering horse shit.
That's impossible. I have encountered a lot of horse shit and cow shit.
So since you've seen a camel up close before, because I don't know that I've ever seen a camel up close. Closest I've gotten is a llama.
Those are terrible animals.
Yes. Eat your food, Tina.
I had a llama spit on me one time, and I hated him ever since.
That asshole. How dare you spit on him, wax all.
I think I was still, you know, single-digit age. I spit back on it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was this at the petting zoo?
This was at Lazy Five.
Yes. We need to go to Lazy Five. We
went last year, me and Jess over here.
Did you?
We went last year.
Was it
entertaining? Took the tour. Yeah. Was. I mean, if you take your car, you know, we rode on the hayride through, you know, because if.
Do you have protection on the hayride?
There's two different routes you can take, okay? There's two routes you can take. There's a hayride that you can get on, pay to get on.
Yes, folks.
And you can
take
the tour.
We live near the country.
you can take the tour through, you know, all the animals and stuff on the hayride, and it's guided. So you have a guy pointing out, this is that animal, this is this animal, this is this animal. Or you can drive your own personal vehicle
and you
can buy things to feed. And the zebras, the llamas, the giraffes, and a couple other tall animals will actually stick their head inside your vehicle to get food if you have it.
See, that's why would you take your car?
People do it all the time. People have some nice ones too, and they'll take it through there. And
what if you piss off a llama and it like. But headbutt your car and didn't.
So you have insurance for, my friend.
So you'd go into an insurance place and say, "All right, listen, it's going to sound kind of weird, but we went to this fake safari in Salisbury, North Carolina.
Wasn't fake; they had real animals.
Yeah, well, this somewhat low budget safari in Salisbury, North Carolina, and My son fed this llama the giraffe food.
And it ate my cup holder.
Yeah. And it kind of pissed the llama off, and the llama headbutted my fender. Is that covered? You know what I mean?
With your deductible. Yes, it is, sir.
Wow. I don't know that I've ever been to Lazy Five Ranch.
I've been there.
I've been to Tiger World.
I've never been to Tiger World. So
yes, you have.
I have not been to Tiger World.
Were you not with
us
when we went to Tiger World?
No.
You weren't?
I've never been to Tiger World. I know vicinity of
where it's
at.
I thought you were with us.
But I've never been to. You didn't live far from there when you lived in.
No, but I know. Like, we went to high school with the girl that's parents owned Tiger World.
Wasn't me. I wasn't there.
No, it was me.
I would have remembered that.
It was me, Ryan. You remember Chris Julian?
Yeah.
Chris Julian and somebody else. I thought it was you.
No. Chris Ham, maybe.
Maybe. Either Ham or one of the Clemencies.
But
I don't know.
Well, you know what, Pat? I'll have to take you to, you know, to
you
Lazy
take
Five.
Me, you take me
to
Lazy
take
Five,
me
I'll take
Tiger
you
World.
To Tiger World. And for those of you listening who don't know what Tiger World is, we don't expect you to know what Tiger
come
World is.
Come to Rowan County, North Carolina. See
yeah,
the
come
finest
to, yeah.
tigers in the land.
To where you see, to where it's a huge cage. And we'll use a wrestling reference because we do that every once in a while because me and Jeff are both wrestling fans. Think of a Hell in the Cell cage with about a 3-foot clearance from that cage to another cage that actually houses the tigers. So you don't get you don't walk up and be like, oh gosh, and a tiger's like right here at you, like you do at the zoo sometimes, where there's that big about 10 or 12 inch plexiglass. You have like 3 foot between where you stand at the cage, holding the cage, and then 3 foot, and then another cage that houses the tigers.
So you see, there's no way to touch them.
Yeah, there's no way to touch them. But when we went with the girl that's, I think his parents owned it or she lived with them or something like that. Like, they had a baby tiger.
Did you ride? Did you get to ride a tiger around?
No. Oh, but we didn't have to. We just, they let the baby tiger out in the backyard and we were playing with it. Like, we were playing fetch and stuff with it, which was one of the coolest experiences of my entire life. I hope I'm remembering that right. I'm pretty sure. That, and I think there was some boobs involved. It's somewhere in that whole
tiger
scenario.
Tiger boobs or human boobs?
Human boobs. Is there different tigers? I'm sure there's different kinds of tigers. It was just a regular tiger.
There's white tigers and there's orange tigers.
Huh? No, it was human boobs that these eyes saw on that same day at Tiger World.
We have derailed.
Are you asking if there's tiger boobs or human boobs? Oh, wow.
And the other thing is, the third person talking doesn't have a microphone.
Exactly. We're going to fix this. Jess, you got to be with us next time because you're going to be our new tertiary co-host.
Tertiary?
Third.
Kind of like a third nipple?
Yeah.
I have seen some of the third nipple. Yes. Somebody in the army had a third nipple.
Nice. In the middle of their chest?
It was on their side. It was like right around, you know, where your ribs might, you think your ribs might be.
Weird.
Never saw a girl with a third nipple.
That'd be weird.
Saw a girl with hairy nipples. No, I'm kidding. I only kid, folks.
yeah. Imagine, since we're going into the gutter, we'll stay there. Imagine that if you have, like, back when we were single men, you have the hottest girl, the girl that you think is the hottest thing ever. And you finally set up a date, and you have this perfect date, and you come in, and you go into the night, and you go back to their place, and you're like, this is going to happen. This is the most amazing thing ever. Things start getting steamy. Clothes start coming off. Next thing you know, you do your little one-hand boom. Bra's undone. And there's two big-ass hairy nipples. What do you do, Higgins?
Run. Run. Run fast and run far.
Would you not? What if you? What if you had been like, listen, yeah, trimmer. Do you have a trimmer?
Do you know
real
what,
quick,
you
real
know
quick.
What, you know can what Vic
can
is?
Can I call? Can I call a 30-second?
You know what Gillette is? They know you get a razor.
Yeah. Can I call a 30-second timeout? And just okay. All right, we're good. Continue.
I call that a traumatic event. No, a traumatic life event.
That's it. That's it. That can screw you up for life, man.
Post-traumatic stress disorder after that.
All right. Well, I think we've if this conversation and the beer intake gets any further, then we might get kicked off of iTunes and off of Podomatic. So we're gonna stop here. Jess, thank you for joining us. Jeff, as always, it's been awesome.
Thank you.
And guys, once again, this is the Saucer Nerds podcast. We appreciate you listening. and to what Jeff stated earlier, we do condone drinking once again, but we do not condone drinking and driving. All right, guys, have a good Oktoberfest. If you don't drink it, make sure you go to a local grocery store, CVS or Harris Teeter or Harry Teat, and pick you up a 6-pack, 12-pack, whatever. Support Sam Adams, Oktoberfest. It's awesome beer. All right, guys, have a good one.
The Saucer Nerd Podcast is a product of Triptych Media and is in no way affiliated or associated with the Flying Saucer Restaurant.